Okay, this is a oral history interview for the Veterans Oral History Project at UVic. My name is Alexander Morgenthaler, and I am interviewing Wing Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Lauren Holland. The date is March 5th, 2016. And do I have your permission to record this interview?
You certainly do. Full permission for
Thank you. Well, let's begin. So, how and why did you join the Canadian Air Force?
It had to do partly with my history. I had two older brothers, 9 and 11 years older than I. One, as soon as he turned 18, he was in a technical trades school, I think, at the time, joined the RCAF, became a fighter pilot, and flew on combat operations in the Burma campaign. He was, of course, being 11 years older, and I being 7 years old when the war started, 6 years old when the war started, he was my hero in a way. My other brother was a merchant mariner, but he was an aviation buff as well. He loved everything to do with flying, but was rejected for air crew because of a medical problem. He was medically not, he had perforated eardrums or something. But they had already stimulated my interest in airplanes and whatnot. So I didn't have the necessary education requirement as I graduated from high school, but later they reduced the requirement to high school education if you're going direct entry air crew only. And then you get the rest of your training and whatnot in the Air Force. So that gave me an opportunity. So I went to a recruiting unit and was successfully selected for officer candidate selection and air crew selection, a step you have to go through before you go into officer candidate school.
That's awesome. Oh, that's great. So, what was your general role in NORAD?
My general role in NORAD was ultimately in the radar ground, GCI, ground control intercept business. The radar sites were positioned to identify unknown aircraft or aircraft coming into their radar coverage, either by flight plan, comparing a flight plan with a track. Or if the flight plan didn't exist, they were declared unknown after 2 minutes, and then an intercept took place, usually to do a visual identification of the aircraft. Sometimes the flight plan would arrive before the intercept was completed, but by and large, that's the way the air defense system worked. And at the front end, that's what you did. You waited around, you did training, and waited around until something happened. My initial phase, though, we were at a radar site with no fighter squadron paired to it, so we mostly did just identification. We detected tracks on a scope, plotted them on a big flat plotting board like World War II, and if they couldn't be identified in 2 minutes, they were declared unknown, and then you notified everybody, the next radar down the line, and so on.
That's awesome.